This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to TV Guide. For the lowdown on everything television, it's best to turn to the pages of TV Guide. From entertainment news, interviews, and gossip, we bring you the inside information about your favorite TV shows with TV Guide. Up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is TV Guide, and I'm your reader, Susan, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from the September 8th to 28th, 2025 triple issue, copyright 2025 by TV Guide Magazine, LLC. And now I'll begin with Intensive Caring. Intensive Caring on NBC. Season premiere Monday, September 22nd, 10/9 Central, streams the following day on Peacock. What is the prognosis for Brilliant Minds, the highly rated medical drama that captivated viewers last season with its mix of brains and heart? All signs for season two suggest things are looking very good. The stakes are raised for all of our characters in really big ways, teases showrunner Michael Grassley. You'll feel it out of the gate in our first three episodes especially. That's a mighty big promise for the series inspired by real-life British groundbreaker Dr. Oliver Sacks. In the first season's final hours, a building collapse flooded the fictional Bronx General with patients. Zachary Quinto's unconventional neurologist Oliver Wolf learned that his father, Noah, whom he'd been led to believe had died by suicide years earlier, was not only alive but suffering from an undiagnosable neuro issue. And Oliver's bestie psychiatrist, Carol Pierce, was put on administrative leave due to a mysterious ethical complaint. We're going to play some really fun dynamics between Wolf and Silva and Josh and Carol and all of the interns, he teases. It's a new sort of energy that's entering our world, and there's going to be a lot of fun. It certainly sounds like a brilliant treatment plan. And that's Brilliant Minds, NBC, season premiere Monday, September 22nd, 10/9 Central, streams the following day on Peacock. Streaming on Prime Video, Hotel Costiera, Wednesday, September 24th. He's damaged goods on a solid foundation, says Jesse Williams of Daniel DeLuca. The luxury Amalfi Coast Hotel fixer. He plays in the six-episode actioner. The ex-military intelligence and Italian native son returns home and finds a pathway to heal himself via helping others. By searching for his boss's kidnapped daughter, DeLuca zips through gorgeous scenery. But it wasn't all glam, says Williams. Scuba diving choreography on camera is harder than it looks. And that's Hotel Costiera, Wednesday, September 24th, Prime Video. On Hulu, Only Murders in the Building, Tuesday, September 9th. Catching the killer of doorman Lester will be no picnic for the podcasting trio dwelling in NYC's homicide-happy Arconia. Season 5 sees actor Charles, artist Mabel, and theater director Oliver questioning Sophia Capcamillo, who last season asked them to search for her mobster husband, Nicky. Fellow suspects include three new mob billionaires. Another mystery, love, while newlyweds Oliver and Loretta find things they didn't know about each other, says Short. Charles tries a dating app to Mabel's amusement. She says, "Let me look at your profile so I can have a few laughs before I fix it," says Gomez. And that's Only Murders in the Building on Hulu. Also on Hulu, Reasonable Doubt. Defense attorney Jax Stewart returns to court and chaos in the drama's third season, contending with both the case of a former child star and some new colleagues. Thankfully, Jax is eager for the challenge. She wants to get back in the courtroom, Corinaldi says. She's ready to sink her teeth into something. She'll do so with help from her supportive husband, Lewis, and some familiar faces. And that's Reasonable Doubt on Hulu. Futurama on Hulu. The Planet Express gang is back as Futurama extends its reign as TV's most enduring sci-fi animated comedy. Now in a handy-dandy ready-to-binge format and still on FXX. Season 13's 10 episodes dig deeper into Fry's backstory, introduce a rival for Leela's affection, unleash a berserk bender, and more, all while continuing to deliver the space-age satire and heartfelt chaos that have defined the show from the start. And that's Futurama. Streaming on Paramount Plus, Tulsa King. Samuel L. Jackson will swagger through Tulsa in Season 3 on his way to headline his first series, future spinoff, Nola King. His character's arrival shakes up the dynamic completely, says Jay Willis, whose Tyson Mitchell is part of relocated NYC mobster Dwight Manfredi's crime family. This season, a liquor magnate and his unstable son arrive with old money and new threats. And that's Tulsa King on Paramount Plus. The Morning Show on Apple TV. The women finally get the keys to the office, says showrunner Charlotte Stout, as season 4 of the drama premieres. Stella is CEO of the merged UBA-NBN media company. Alex is talent VP, and French heiress Celine is part owner. But on this show, the news cycle moves fast. In quick succession, a deepfake AI video threatens Alex's career. Celine learns about a colleague's betrayal, former CEO Corey schemes to get his power back, and former news host Bradley, Reese Witherspoon, who turned herself in to the FBI after dealing video of her brother's January 6 actions, gets permission to track down a story about a fatal cover-up that could ruin her one-time network. And that's The Morning Show on Apple TV+. Streaming on AMC Plus, Shudder, Guts and Glory, Tuesday, September 9th. In this chilling 6-episode competition series from The Walking Dead's award-winning special effects artist Greg Nicofaro, players are thrown into an immersive horror movie experience and given one major task, survive. I was very keen to create a show that felt like a real competition that then evolves into a horror movie, Nicotero says. The contestants film themselves to pay tribute to found footage movies. Think 1999's The Blair Witch Project. I had to anticipate where they would stop, what they would look at, and then come up with ways to direct them where I wanted. Don't expect any familiar faces in the jump scares. Walking Dead crew and zombie performers got in on the fun, though. And Nicofaro jokes, we actually filmed where we filmed Dead for 12 years, so you may notice a few trees and clearings. Guts and Glory, that's on AMC+. On Netflix, Wayward. What do we do with all those wayward teens? For comedian Mae Marlin, co-showrunner of this 8-part limited series, the answer is pretty dark. Set in the fictional town of Tall Pines and based on Martin's own experiences, the drama co-stars Martin as a cop investigating abuses of a therapeutic school. And time is of the essence. The lead counselor has two new students who make perfect subjects for her deviant idea of rehabilitation. And that's Wayward on Netflix, starting September 25th. Beauty in Black, Thursday, September 11th, also on Netflix. Meet the new boss. Will she be the same as the old boss? Season 2 of Tyler Perry's popular Succession meets the cosmetic industry. Drama unfolds with ex-stripper Kimmy running the little business after marrying cancer-stricken Horace. Needless to say, that move ruffles family feathers, What will Horace's ex, their kids, and head of security, Jules, do to try to regain power? And that's Beauty in Black on Netflix. Black Rabbit, Thursday, September 18th. Oh, brother, you're a degenerate and I'm a fake, is how ambitious restaurateur Jake Friedkin, Jude Law, levels with his irresponsible, shaggy dog sibling Vince, Jason Bateman, in a pot-fueled moment of candor. They co-founded the hip downtown New York City eatery and club that gives this gripping limited series its title. But when Vince, a self-described one-man pandemic, returns from exile with dangerous debtors, his schemes send everyone in his orbit down a rabbit hole of peril, culminating in an ill-fated robbery. It's really about these two brothers who love each other but don't match. Everybody can relate to that, says Bateman, who directed the first two episodes. His Ozark co-star Laura Linney directed the next two. And that's Black Rabbit on Netflix. The Wrong Paris on Netflix. When Dawn, Miranda Cosgrove, is accepted to art school in Paris, she signs up for a dating show to cover her flight to the City of Love. However, she doesn't read the fine print because she winds up in Paris, Texas. Instead of crepes, Dawn gets crops, courtesy of the farm life of Trey, the cowboy bachelor in this film. A good mix of farmer wants a wife and the bachelor. Will Dawn and Trey find true love or a bad edit? And that's The Wrong Paris on Netflix. Streaming on Prime Video, The Girlfriend, available now. Cherry is doing her best to hide a mysteriously dark past from her boyfriend Daniel. But good luck keeping it from Daniel's intuitive, overprotective mom, Laura. That conflict sets in motion one deadly rivalry in this six-part psychological thriller. The women are well-matched, as Cook says. Laura has the same energy for vengeance as Cherry does. But does Daniel's mom really have cause for worry? Fascinatingly told, this series takes viewers back and forth from each woman's perspective in every episode. Do they ever tell the truth? As Wright points out, one of them does in the end. It just might be too late. And that's The Girlfriend, streaming on Prime Video. Also streaming on Prime Video, The Runaround's available now. 4 years ago, the team behind the series Outer Banks went looking for musicians for an episode. When they picked five high schoolers from thousands, the Runarounds were born. The fictitious band became the real thing and now stars in this warm and rousing coming-of-age drama that pulls inspiration from the boys' real lives as five North Carolina teens spend the summer after graduation honing their music. Will they get their break? And that's The Runaround. Also on Prime Video, Taurasi. How's this for basketball bona fides? Six Olympic gold medals, three WNBA titles, and 11 All-Star Game appearances. There's little doubt that the irrepressible Diana Taurasi is a serious candidate for women's basketball GOAT, greatest of all time. This eye-opening three-part docuseries looks at the WNBA's recently retired all-time leading scorer, her record-breaking high school and UConn college years being the first pick in the WNBA draft, and her stellar pro career playing in the U.S. and Russia. Gen V, the collegiate spinoff of The Boys, brings even more superhero destruction in season two. Set a year after the first outing, this round shows the effects Elmira, the soup prison, had on powerful student Marie Moreau and her pals. They've had a rough year, teases exec producer Eric Kripke of the penitentiary. The big challenge this season, dealing with Godokin, use new dean, Cypher, and that's Gen V. The Lowdown on FX, premiering Tuesday, September 23rd, 9/8 Central. Seek and you shall find. At least that's the hope for self-described truth historian and citizen journalist Lee Raybon, played with wit and grit by Ethan Hawke, in this crime series, which is Tulsa Noir, according to creator-director Sterling Harjo. A noir is at its best when there's someone fighting for truth to uncover corruption, he says. That's unusually political and cultural and everything in between. Raybon is the perfect lead to encapsulate Harjo's vision. I read stuff, I research stuff, I drive around and find stuff, and I write stuff, he says about his calling. Some people like it, others don't. Let's just say I am obsessed with the truth. Living in his rare bookstore, Raybon draws in lots of friends, eccentrics, and crooks. He's not entirely on the up-and-up himself, as well as some of the area's many Native Americans, like his tolerant ex-wife Samantha and his feisty 14-year-old daughter Frances. Unfortunately, Raybon also attracts his share of enemies who resent his exposure of the rich and powerful. He's threatened and beaten, but despises those brushes with near death. He won't, can't quit. That's The Lowdown, premiering Tuesday, September 23rd, 9/8 Central on FX. On Tuesday, September 16th, Top Gun's The Next Generation, National Geographic. It may not star Tom Cruise, but this six-part docuseries about Navy and Marine Corps students, pilots in the final and toughest phase of elite strike fighter training captures the thrills of the Top Gun films. We'll see aerial sequences, young charismatic characters, wholesome American values, and the odd, cheeky homage to the films, promises executive producer Tanya Shaw. Some of the same creative talent who worked on 2022's Top Gun Maverick filmed 6 months of dangerous training, including diving at top speed and landing on aircraft carriers. Not everyone gets there through brutal program, adds Shaw. For those of us who aren't up to being a fighter pilot, this offers the opportunity to feel the rush of what it would be like to train to be one. Top Gun's The Next Generation on National Geographic. Apple TV Plus, The Last Frontier, premiering Friday, October the 10th. Making a jailbreak at 30,000 feet is only the beginning, an enigmatic CIA operative warns rugged U.S. Marshal Frank Remnick in the thrilling opening chapter of a new manhunt series from The Blacklist's John Bokenkamp and co-creator Richard D'Ovidio. When a plane transporting dangerous prison inmates crashes in the Alaskan tundra, the search for these ruthless escapees is just the tip of the proverbial iceberg of intrigue. Because right before the plane went down, a hooded mystery man, codenamed Havelock, was smuggled on board, and his ties to a covert CIA program hold the key to this disaster and its violent fallout. Taking down bad guys is one thing, but it's not so easy to handle a spook who promises, what we're going to do together is going to change the world. And that's The Last Frontier, premiering Friday, October 10th on Apple TV+. Marvel Zombies, Disney+, Sunday, September 24th, premieres. Set several years after the animated What If, imagined an alternate timeline where Spider-Man, Bucky Barnes, and Bruce Banner led a small band of Avengers through an undead apocalypse, this four-part standalone limited series takes that idea and runs amok with it. It's the same universe, says showrunner Brian Andrews, who also helmed the horrifying original episodes, but you can definitely walk in cold if you dare. This time, there's a new wave of faves, including Ms. Marvel's Kamala Khan, Thunderbolt's Red Guardian, John Walker, and Yelena Belova, Hawkeye's Kate Bishop, and Ironheart's Riri Williams battling the infected during a quest through dangerous territory. Spoiler alert, not everyone makes it. So good thing Marvel has so many do-gooders to feed this grisly superhero-splattered TV MA tale, because Andrews had a ton of fun messing with so many iconic characters. Marvel Zombies, Sunday, September 24th on Disney+. On Hulu, Chad Powers, premiering Tuesday, September 30th. Glenn Powell may be a Hollywood star, but he's quickly fashioning himself into a master of disguise as he hits the small screen in this six-episode comedy based on a character Eli Manning created for his ESPN Plus series, Eli's Places. Powell's Russ Holiday is a former college athlete whose football career was derailed after an unforgivable mistake. 8 years after the rise and fall of his college sports stardom, Russ finds his inspiration in an unlikely source. When Russ discovers there's an opening on the South Georgia Catfish team, he walks into the field as Chad with some help from his new friend Danny. While Danny helps Russ maintain his disguise, the coaches and players are entirely in the dark, leading to comical scenarios as Russ covers his face in prosthetics, combating sweat, showers, and other elements that could damage the illusion. Says Michael Waldron, who co-created the series with Powell, "We wanted him to be this modern, very contemporary 2025 a-hole, but the kind of guy that you can still empathize with and love. Comedy films featuring characters in disguise were as much an inspiration for the show as sports stories. We really looked at things like Mrs. Doubtfire and Tootsie as our biggest inspirations," explains Waldron, who adds that at its core, Chad Powers is about flawed characters who put on a mask and by playing a different character, learn a lesson that they maybe never could have about themselves without wearing the mask. And that's on Hulu, Chad Powers. And Dish It Out, premiering on Prime Video. Talk about a chiff off the old butcher block, having grown up with one of TV's top chefs. Tilly Ramsey is carving herself a path a bit sweeter than her notoriously salty father, Gordon Ramsay, by way of a delightfully approachable cooking show slash class with something that, like cooking, you're never done learning, as my dad says, notes the recent culinary school grad and TikTok fave who has previously popped up on her Pops shows as a guest judge. There are so many cuisines and techniques, and it's also about finding your own style within that. So what advice would she give to an apprehensive home cook? I would say just go for it. The style of food that I love cooking is fun and family-oriented. I love when it's relatable and when people feel like I can do that as well. And that's Dish It Out on Prime Video. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Susan with TV Guide. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the Audio Reading Service at the Allen County Public Library.